This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and beloved young ones, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humanity, which is the gift of Iman, the gift of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the opportunity of coming to be within the house of Allah on this glorious and auspicious and beautiful occasion of Jumu'ah. Jama'at Muslimin, when my beloved friend Mawlana Wasim asked me to come for Jumu'ah to your masjid, it's always a bit of a puzzle as to what topic does one address, because I don't attend Jumu'ah here. I'm the Imam in Belhar, so you don't know what Mawlana Wasim has addressed here and what he has not addressed, and therefore it can be a repetition of the same thing. If you know, Mawlana Wasim may have addressed numerous issues in the past, so you don't know what to address. And the norm all over the show at the moment now is Palestine is addressed everywhere. And I therefore spoke to Mawlana Wasim and spoke to Brother Azhar, and they mentioned to me, alhamdulillah, that Palestine has been covered in numerous Jumu'ah talks. It has been covered. And therefore we thought it would be inappropriate to address the same issue again, even though our hearts are with our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in the rest of Palestine every single moment of every single day. But it will be inappropriate to repeat the same thing that your Honorable Imam has already addressed. And therefore, we looked at something, again, I cannot say that Mawlana Wasim has addressed it, has not addressed it, but we looked at something different. We looked at Surah Al-Fatiha. And the reason we looked at Surah Al-Fatiha in particular is that my Honorable Ustaz, Azhar ibn Qasim Sema rahimahullah wa radhi anhu, the founder, the rector, and the late principal of Darul Uloom Newcastle, used to say that the entire Quran is a tafsir of Surah Fatiha, because Surah Fatiha is known as Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran. So a mother, what makes a mother unique, mother different from lady, a mother gives birth. Any female is a lady, but it doesn't mean any female is a mother. A mother is a mother only once she has a child. So Surah Fatiha gives birth to the rest of the Quran. In what way? If one very quickly goes through Surah Fatiha, then one finds that the entire Quran is guidance for this ummah. The entire Quran is guidance for this ummah, so we in Surah Fatiha is that guidance. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Wallah, guide me on the straight path. What is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim is the path of those who have earned the favor of Allah. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim, it's not the path of those who have earned the anger of Allah. Wala al-dalin, it's not the path of those who have gone astray. So in these three things, in finding guidance, in abstaining from the anger of Allah and staying away from going astray, that is the entire Quran. Every single hukum in Sharia, every single law in Sharia falls under one of these three things. It's either in order to show us the right path, it's in order for us to avoid incurring the wrath of Allah, and it's in order for us to avoid going astray. Every single law of Allah Ta'ala is included in these two ayat. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim and sirat al-ladhina amta alayhim wa al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. But beyond that, there is something greater in Surah Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts every single surah in the Quran except for Surah Tawbah in which manner? With Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But Surah Fatiha is a bit different. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Fatiha His mercy 4 times. Allah ta'ala mentions, I am the most merciful, 4 times in Surah Al-Fatiha. Does Allah ta'ala mention anywhere in Surah Fatiha that I am the punisher, attributing the quality of punishment as his being, as his nature? You don't find that in Surah Fatiha. He says, when he speaks about those who have incurred his anger, he does not attribute the action to him. He says, غَيْلَ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those who have earned my anger, he doesn't attribute the action to him. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, and those who have gone astray, he doesn't attribute the action to him. Even though as insan we know all actions, وَلَا الْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, everything comes from Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us the understanding to choose that which is right and abstain from that which is wrong. But when it comes to earning the anger of Allah and going astray, Allah Ta'ala does not attribute those two actions to him. But when it comes to mercy, he says, I am the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman. In the name of Allah, I am the most merciful. Ar-Rahim, I am the most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise due to Allah, Lord of the universes, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, again, the most merciful, the most merciful. Now this is something of significance. If Surah Fatiha is Ummul Qur'an, the mother of the Qur'an, and everything comes from Surah Fatiha, everything is a tafsir of Surah Fatiha, then ask ourselves the question, why do we constantly speak about the punishment of Allah when Allah Ta'ala doesn't mention His punishment in Surah Fatiha? I don't know if you've come across when people have conversations with each other, then it's always, you know, if you do this here, you can go to Jahannam because Allah Ta'ala is punishing you. If you do that, you're going to go to Jahannam, Allah punishes you. And quite often our conversations revolve around the punishment of Allah. And yet Surah Fatiha as Ummul Quran doesn't mention the punishment of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala mentions His mercy 4 times. Count in the entire Quran, we said every surah in the Quran starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim except for Surah Tawbah. But it is made up for in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim appears in the surah. So 114 times surah, 114 times Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim appears in the Quran, which means that 228 times Allah Ta'ala mentions I am the most merciful just in the introduction to the surah, and in the one occasion in the surah itself where Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is mentioned. 228 times. That's without reading the balance of the surah. 228 times just in the introduction to the surah, Allah Ta'ala mentions He is the most merciful 228 times. And then if one goes, actually personally went to read the Khatam of the Quran just to count this, to count how many times in the rest of the Quran, other than the 228 times in the beginning, how many times Allah Ta'ala mentioned He is the most merciful. And I found, I could be mistaken, I've read it, I may have made mistakes, I only did the reading once. I found 474 times where Allah Ta'ala mentions, I am the most merciful. We mention His mercy in various ways, in Ar-Rahman, in Ar-Rahim, and Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur. Forgiveness as well is part of mercy. I found 474 times. But something very strange I found when I actually read through to count this. I found in the entire Quran, Allah Ta'ala only mentions that He is the Punisher four times. The Punisher only mentions four times in the words of Al-Mu'adhib and Al-Munakkil. In these two words, only four times. Now if I am a teacher, by nature I'm a teacher, but occasionally I work in a car. Are you going to call me the mechanic or are you going to call me the teacher? Common sense will say, the man can't be called the mechanic because he just scratches the car occasionally. Common sense will dictate that we call the person a teacher. But for some of these or the other, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we take an opposite approach. The four times in the Quran where Allah ta'ala says he's the punisher, we address Allah as the punisher. And the 474 times when Allah ta'ala calls himself the most merciful, we ignore that. And we keep harping on the punishment of Allah, the punishment of Allah. As if Allah ta'ala is, you know, this tyrant sitting in his throne waiting to whip us for everything that we've done wrong. Have we forgotten that Allah ta'ala's mercy is way beyond His punishment? وَسِعَتْ رَحْمَتِي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah ta'ala says, my mercy encompasses everything. No way in the Quran or in Hadith al-Qudsi or in Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make a similar statement about His punishment, that my punishment encompasses everything. No way. Not in Quran, not in Sunnah. We won't find Allah Ta'ala promises punishment for every little thing that we do. But when we as insan speak, then, you know, you do this wrong, Allah is going to punish you. You do that wrong, Allah is going to punish you. But have we forgotten the incident of the man in the time of Banu Israel who killed 99 people? 99 people he killed, and he goes to the town and he goes to inquire about whether there is tawbah for him. The person there tells him, well, there's no tawbah for you, and he kills 100th person. He goes to the next town and he asks, is there tawbah for me? The alim of the time, Banu Israel, the alim of the time tells him, go to this town and you will make tawbah there, and Allah will forgive you. On his way, he meets his end. What happens? Angel of mercy and angel of the punishment. They come, they start debating who should take his soul. And the one angel says, well, he didn't make tawbah yet. So, Jahannam. The other angel says, but he had an intention of tawbah, Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala gives him an instruction, measure the earth on both sides. The closer he is to one of the two, that's the place he'll go to. If he's close to his destination, he'll get Jannah. If he's close to his point of departure, then Jahannam. The ulama explained that in reality, he was closer to his point of departure. But Allah Ta'ala shrunk the world on the side of goodness and expanded the world on the side of anger, and therefore ended up being closer to his point of destination, and therefore has taken Jannah. Have you forgotten the hadith of the lady who was a baghia? She was a prostitute. And what happened to her? She gave a little animal some water to drink. And Allah forgave all of her sins. This is Allah. This is Allah. Not the punisher. We need to have hope in that rahmah, in that mercy of Allah. I'm not saying Allah Ta'ala does not punish. Undoubtedly punishment is there. But Allah Ta'ala treats His slave the way His slave thinks of him. أَنَا عَلَىٰ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I treat my slave the way my slave thinks of me. So wallahi, I personally believe that my Rabb is Ghafoor Rahim and He is Ar-Rahman. And therefore, I speak to my Rabb as the most merciful. And I have full conviction in His mercy because I know my good deeds is not sufficient. My good deeds is not sufficient. I need the mercy of Allah. So we do whatever I do in order to attract the mercy of Allah because His mercy is that great. But if I'm going to depend on my good deeds to stay out of Jahannam, to stay away from the punishment of Allah, then well, my good deeds are not enough. My beloved Ustad, Azam al-Qasim Sayyidina Rahimahullah wa radhi anhu, he once He gave an example. He said that if Allah Ta'ala should demand that you need to repay him for the favors that he has showed to you, the Qiyamah, you say to Allah, Wallah, I want to go to Jannah because of my good deeds. And Allah Ta'ala demands, repay me for the favors that I have given to you. Then just to repay Allah for the bending of the fingers, all your good deeds will go away. Because imagine you had hands, but you couldn't bend it. The joints were stiff. You couldn't bend it. Ask a person who suffers with severe arthritis what it's like. Now imagine you couldn't bend your fingers at all. Can you eat? Can you work? Can you do anything? Can you even hold a spoon to eat? Nothing. So just repaying Allah Ta'ala for the bending of the fingers, that already takes away all our good deeds. So imagine I have to depend on my good deeds then. My good deeds are simply not enough. So therefore I need to depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Surah Fatiha is teaching us. Surah Fatiha is teaching us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, He is the most merciful. Where will He show this mercy? Maliki yawmiddin. He'll show His mercy on the Day of Judgment. Mufassireen, they explain, Imam Baghawi, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, he explains that Allah Ta'ala mentions His mercy twice. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The one mercy is the mercy that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows to the creation as a whole. And the other mercy Allah Ta'ala saves for the believers in particular. In another tafsir, it's mentioned that the one mercy, Ar-Rahman, is for all creation in this world. And Ar-Rahim is that special mercy that Allah Ta'ala saves for the believers in the year after. But then this is more clearly stated in a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that Allah Ta'ala has created His mercy into 100 parts. Allah Ta'ala has created His mercy into 100 parts. One part of that mercy, 1% of that mercy, is used to sustain all creation from beginning of time until Qiyamah. With that 1% of mercy, the love that the mother has for their child is included in that 1% of the mercy. Every single mother, we're not only speaking about human beings, every single mother who treats their child with kindness, with love, that is included in the 1% of the mercy of Allah. The distance of the sun from the earth is included in that 1% of the mercy of Allah. Every single thing, Jamaat Muslimin, if we have to go mention every single thing, subhanAllah, will take a lifetime. In fact, a lifetime won't be enough. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you should attempt to count the favors of Allah, you'll never be able to enumerate them all. So all of these are part of the 1% of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine then, if all of this is 1% of the mercy of Allah, how much is the mercy of Allah on that day? So Allah Ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. My mercy is there, even on that day, when you'll require that mercy, my mercy will be there, and 99% of my mercy will be shown on that day. But how do you attract my mercy? How do you attract my mercy? Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. You attract my mercy by stating very clearly that Iyaka na'bud. Oh Allah, you alone do I worship. Wa iyaka nasta'een, and you alone do I ask for assistance. But what is ibadah? Ibadah comes from the word Ayn Badal. Abadah. There's another word that comes from this word Abada, and that is Abdun. Abdun means slave. Abdullah, slave of Allah. Abdul Rahman, slave of the Most Merciful. Ibadah is to recognize that I am a slave of Allah. Ibadah is to recognize that I am a slave of Allah. So everything which I do, my coming to the masjid, my performing my salah, my giving my zakah, my fasting in the month of Ramadan, whatever I do, it's all part of ibadah, it's all part of recognizing I'm a slave of Allah, my Lord has instructed and I obey. But a slave has a unique thing. A slave cannot question his master. A slave implements the instruction of his master without question. Isn't it? If the master says, well, you need to work from Fajr time until Isha time, the slave needs to obey. Is property. The slave is property. Not servant, slave. is property of the master. So therefore our lives is there to understand that we are property, we are slaves of Allah. And therefore when our Lord speaks, then we obey, we don't question. But why do we obey? Because we want to attract that mercy. So iyyaka na'bud. But this master is unique. He allows us to ask. And if we iyyaka nasta'een, you ask me alone. Do you want my mercy on that day? Then worship me and ask of me and I will give you that mercy. So what should we ask Allah? What's the primary thing that He wants us to ask Him? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. The primary thing He wants us to ask is ask Him for guidance. What guidance does He want us to ask for? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Give us guidance which is similar to that which you have given to those who have earned your favor. So every single law in Islam, will it be ahkam of fiqh, will it be ahkam of aqidah, will it be ahkam of akhlaq, it's there to attract the mercy of Allah. Our staying away from the haram is there to attract the mercy of Allah. Our implementing the good is there to attract the mercy of Allah. Our belief in Him is there to attract the mercy of Allah. Everything we do is just to attract the mercy of Allah. This is what Surah Fatiha teaches. And since Surah Fatiha is Ummul Quran, the rest of the Quran explains it, therefore we can assume that every single law in that Quran is referring to this surah, is referring to Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, and Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim is there in order to gain the favor of Allah and to gain His mercy. So the laws of Allah are there in order for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to touch us. The laws of Allah is a mercy. Imagine we had to live with laws that we had to decide ourselves. We are currently seeing what's happening. Because in some things He knows what is legally correct and incorrect. We are sitting in a situation now where a person can say, well, I'm a monkey. And he can legally be declared to be a monkey. A 50-year-old man can say, I identify as a 6-year-old girl. Because insan thought that we can determine what is good and what's bad, we can determine what's legally right and legally incorrect, we can determine what's morally right and what's morally incorrect. And we're sitting with a situation that we find ourselves in today. All the laws of Allah are mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's showing us that don't you bother yourself with all of these things. Let me determine it for you. I created you, I know you better than you know yourself. Or do we know ourselves better? Simple. Do we want to know if we know ourselves? Not even better than Allah, impossible. Do we want to know if we actually do know ourselves at all? How much hair is on your head? Can anybody answer? We don't even know how much hair there is on our head, but we say we know ourselves. We don't know ourselves. If we don't know ourselves, how can we make decisions for ourselves? But we don't know ourselves. So simple, the one who knows you, isn't common sense that He should make the decisions for you? Because He knows you better than you know yourself. So let Him guide us in our lives. That is earning the favor of Allah. That is what the previous nations have done, and therefore they have earned the favor of Allah. But what happened when they did not do this? غَيْرِ مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. They earned the anger of Allah. Because they did not implement the law of Allah, they earned the anger of Allah. And what happened? وَلَضَّالِينَ. And they went astray. So Surah Fatiha, Jamaat Muslimin, I wish we had much more time to actually go into further detail. But Surah Fatiha is actually speaking about the mercy of Allah. The entire of Surah Fatiha is just the mercy of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala shows us every action of ours is there to attract His mercy in order for us to be successful in this world, in our qabr and the akhirah. But Allah Ta'ala leaves a responsibility with us as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ar-Rahimuna Yarhamuhumur Rahman. That those who are merciful, Yarhamuhumur Rahman, the most merciful will show mercy unto him. And here comes the responsibility, Irhamu man fi al-ard. Therefore show mercy to those in this world, Yarhamukum man fi al-sama. The one in the sama, he will show mercy unto you. So we are the slaves of the most merciful. We are the slaves of the most merciful. We follow the example of rahmatan lil alameen, of the mercy unto all the universes. We are the slaves of Rahman. We follow the example of rahmatan lil alameen. And we read which book? The Quran, which is tafsir of Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha is all about the rahmah of Allah. We're following the book of mercy. And therefore, it's our responsibility to become people of mercy. When we speak about Allah, let us stop the speaking of punishment and anger and all of these qualities. Let's stop that part. And let's start speaking about the mercy of Allah. Let's attract people to Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu out of Medina. He's taking him on the outskirts of the city. He's going to Yemen. And Nabi Sallallahu gives him a message. He says to him, Ya Mu'adh, bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Mu'adh, give glad tidings to my people. Don't chase them away. Start sorry. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru first. Make things easy for my ummah. Don't make things difficult. And bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Attack people to Islam. Don't chase them away. You attack people to Islam by speaking about the mercy of Allah. You chase them away by speaking about the anger of Allah. I'm not saying that the anger of Allah does not exist. It's there. It's there. But it should not be the primary focus in our lives. The primary focus in our lives should be the mercy of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala show His mercy to each and every one of us. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah khairan to Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Samai for, alhamdulillah, another inspiring talk. MashaAllah, Maulana has also produced, I believe, a book on the translation of Surah Fatiha. And inshallah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Maulana a long umr. Inshallah, you may continue to produce such literary works and that you grace us with your presence, inshallah. Ameen. And then also, just a few short announcements. One is that we are continuing with our Back to Basics program with our workshop and seminar team. Inshallah, the next course, the wudu class, is coming to an end this coming Sunday. And our next course, which starts on the 18th of Feb, is a course on Ramadan, fasting, zakah, and itikaf. That is a course that will be facilitated by Maulana Siraj Giri, and inshallah that starts on the 18th of February. All the information that relates to that will be on the posters outside, inshallah. And then, so I encourage each and every one, it says back to basics, but it's actually a refresher course. I found that in the wudu class as well, it's amazing how much we tend to forget over time, and it just serves as an amazing reminder. Then also just a reminder that Arwah al-Shabaab, the youth component of our masjid, mashallah, they're doing some amazing work. Last week, the female Jama'ah had a hike at Magic Forest in Durbanville. And this week, inshallah, we will have the male Jama'ah who will have a hike in Constantia Neck, I believe, taking place on Sunday, the 11th of February. We encourage all the youth to try and attend. Please, the information is on the posters. Please join. The youth is a way for us to try and ensure that we develop leadership within the community, that we don't have a leadership vacuum. So we encourage each and every one, the youth and the parents, to please send your youth, male and female, to the Arwah al-Shabaab to join them. And inshallah, this week we'll have the males only that will be hiking at Constantia Neck. And just to define youth, it's ages 13 to 25. It's not the youth league of 35 plus, it's 13 to 25, and that's Arwah al-Shabaab. And then iWeb, remaining with the youth and with the students and learners, iWeb is an NGO organization run by Wida Khabir. She's making an urgent appeal to the community to assist. There are 280 orphans and learners from single parent homes who are desperate for stationery. They get taunted and teased for not having all the equipment. There's a lot of intolerance shown to them. Please, all the details are on the board where you are able to make your EFT and your donations. And that's iWeb, and they have 280 learners who still require stationery. With youth as well, Saido Karate, they're still open for registration, so that's at 12 p.m. tomorrow. And the classes run every Saturday from 12 till 1 p.m., and I believe grading takes place towards November at the end of the year, inshallah. And remaining this one announcement, which I bear with a heavy heart. It's the passing of an ex-colleague of mine, age 30. His name is Aman Patrick Henry. He passed away in a motorcycle accident yesterday. He survived by his mom and his young brother, who is currently studying at Darul Tafawuk. And his janazah will be taking place at 4 o'clock this afternoon at our masjid. The ziyarah will take place from here as well, and he'll be buried at Kail Zirva Maqbara. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Jannat al Firdaus, inshallah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants sabr and acceptance to the hearts of the bereaved. Amin, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله في أموركم كلها وتمسكوا بسنة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم مما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله واتقوا الله واتقوا الله يا عباد الله قال الله عز وجل مخبرا وآمنا بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد ورضي الله عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين لهم إحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين واجعل كلمتك هي العليا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة وفي سائر الأمكنة يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah Akbar. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, astaghfirullah al-Azim, astaghfirullah al-Azim, tawabur rahim. Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la tawbahu wa nasallu tawbah nuhirat innahu huwa tawabur rahim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام ولك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام ودخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.